ஸ்ரீ குருப்பியோ நம. நமஸ்தே நாத பகவன் சிவாய குரு ரூபிணே வித்யாவதார சம்சித்தியை ஸ்வீகிருத அனிக்கிரக நவாய நவ ரூபாய பரமார்த்தைக ரூபிணே சர்வஜான தமோபேத பான வேதிர்ஞாயதே ஸ்வதந்திராய தயாகிருத்த விக்கிரஹாய சிவாத்மனே பரதந்திராய பக்தானாம் பவ்யானாம் பவ்ய ரூபிணே விவேகினாம் விவேகாய விமர்சாய விமர்சினாம் பிரகாசினாம் பிரகாசாய ஜானி நாம் ஞான ரூபிணே புரஸ்தாத் பார்ஷியோபிருஷ்டே நமஸ்குரியாருபரிதாசிதாமச்சித்தரூபேண விதேஹி பவதாசனம் இத்தேவம் பஞ்சம் இஸ்லோகை ஸ்துபி தேதமான சகா பிராத பிரபோ சமய ஜபா சுதிவ சம்பவேத் சிவாதி குருப்யோ நம. ஓகே, வி ஹவ் பீன் லுக்கிங் அட் தி ரகசியத்ரயம் ஆஃப் தேவ் மாத்மியம் ஃபார் தி பாஸ்ட் செவரல் வீக்ஸ். வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி கவர்ட் தி பிராதானிக ரகசியம் அண்ட் மூர்த்தி ரகசியம் கம்ப்ளீட்லி. தி ரிமைனிங் ரகசியம் இஸ் வைக்கிருத்திக ரகசியம். In fact, I actually covered half of it also while discussing the Ashtabhuja, Ashtadasabhuja Mahalakshmi, Dasarana Mahakali and Ashtabhuja Mahasaraswati. So their Swarupams also, I will discuss those descriptions during, when I discussed about them in the Pradhanika Ragasyam. Hold on. Hold on one second. Okay. So, why are these considered as ragasyams? What is the big deal about these Murti Swarupams? If you simply look at these ragasyams as shlokas and read them as a description of the devatas, then there is no secret about this. It's just a shlokam and a description of the Murtis. It's not a big deal at all. But why is this guarded as such a secret by all these tantras? The secret is in the guna manifestation. When we start to wonder about who we really are, there would be another thought. A parallel thought coming together. That would be automatically, how did this whole universe form? So that'll be another parallel thought that will form. And piggybacking to that thought would be then, how can I get out of this cycle? So these three are always linked together. Who am I? How did this whole thing form? Okay, then how do I get out of this? These three things will be all linked together. So this who is who we really are question is answered by the Swaguru Tattvam. How did this whole universe form is answered by the Paramaguru Tattvam. So how do we get out of the circle is answered by the Parameshti Guru Tattvam. Okay, so these are all interlinked. This Rakasiyotrayam answers how the manifestation happens from the unmanifested. So how did the Vyaktam happen from the Avyaktam? Why is this so special? It is very rare to find any scripture to elaborately explain about the secrets of manifestation. Most talk about the creator and the fact that the creator manifested himself into this jagat, all living and non-living things. But it does not go into the details of how. While the manifestation happens at numerous dimensions and several stalwarts have analyzed them and explained them about based on their experiences and understanding, having a scripture pick up one dimension and reveal the very manifestation technique and also the methods to get back to the unmanifested state is extremely rare. And that's why these rahasyatrayams are so secretly guarded. This guna dimension manifestation is revealed in the Devi Mahatmyam rahasyatrayam. While most of the rahasyatrayam were involved in explaining how the unmanifested through the guna dimension manifested itself into this whole jagat, a very small portion of the Vaikritika rahasyam reveals the technique to merge back to the unmanifested. So Vaikritikam means evolved principle or result of a change. So in this context, we can simply apply, it means the manifestation from the unmanifested. So we'll now look into the Vaikritika Rahasyam in detail. Okay. Rishiruvacha Om Trigunata Masi Devi Satviki Yatridhodita சா சர்வா சண்டிகா துர்கா பத்ரா பகவதீயதே. சோ திருகுணா அஷ்டதசபுஜா மகாலட்சுமி தாமசி தேவி தசானனா மகாகாளி சாத்விகி Ashtabhuja Mahasaraswati, Sudhodita have been told as the three aspects of goddess. Sa, Sharva, Chandika, Durga, Bhadra, Bhagavati, Riyate. So she is called as Sharva, Chandika, Durga, Bhadra and Bhagavati. Very simple, straightforward. Next. Yoga Nidra Hare Rukta Mahakali Tamo Guna Madhukaidava Nashartam Yamtushta Ambujasanaha. So Ambujasanaha is, so that is who is born in the, or who is sitting in the lotus, who is Brahma. Okay. So Madhukaidava Nashartam Yamtushta Ambujasanaha. So somebody talked. So Madhukaidava Nashartam Yam Tushta Ambuchasanaha. So to kill Madhu and Kaidaba, Brahma prayed to whom? Mahakali Tamoguna. To the Tamoguna Devata called Mahakali. Why? Yoga Nidra Hare Rukta. To wake Hari from his Yoga Nidra. So that is the slogan, meaning of that slogan. Dasa Vaktra, Dasa Bhuja, Dasa Padanjana Prabha, Vishalaya, Rajamana, Trimchal, Lochanamalaya. So she has 10 faces, 10 hands, 10 legs, dark in color. She shines with her 10 large eyes. That's it. That's the meaning of that slokam. I have covered all these things earlier. So I'm just going at the surface level. Okay. So all these slokams I already covered. Spurat dramshana dramshtacha sa bhima rupa vibhumipa rupa saubhagi kanti nam sapratishta mahasriyaha. So bhumipa, hey king, she has huge form. She is bhima rupa, shining and protruding teeth. She is beautiful, saubhagya rupam, radiant and greatly auspicious. So why dramshtra? All those things I already covered, right? So that fangs and everything, the tattva meaning for that. I covered all those things already. So I'm just going fast. Khadga bana gadashula chakra shanga bhushundi vrute parigam karma kamsirsham nishchayot tadudir urdiram dadau. Esha sa Vaishnavi Maya Mahakali Dratya Aradita Vashikuryat Puja Kartascharacharam. So she carries Kadga, Bana, Gada, Shula, Chakra, Shankha, Bushundi, Parigam, Karmukam, and a cut head with the dripping blood. She is Vishnumaya, she is Mahakali, who is unbeatable. Dratya means unbeatable. Those who worship her would bring everything in the universe under the control. Aradita Vashikuryat Puja Kartam Characharam. So under Characharam, they will all bring under the control. The meanings and all the things I've covered before. So don't go to take anything literal with these slokas. They have deep inner meanings, which were already covered. Sarva deva sharirebhyo yavir bhuta mita prabha trigunasa mahalashmi sakshan mahishamardini. That goddess who came out of the bodies of all devas, adiprabha, great lusher, she is trigunatmika, she is mahishamardini, she is really mahalashmi. Svetanana Nila Bhuja Susvetastana Mandala Raktamadhya Raktapada Nila Jangoru Runmada. She has white face, blue arms, white breast, red hips, red feet, blue thighs. She is Unmada, meaning highly exalted state. So the white, blue, and red indicating the three different gunas. Okay, so Sattva, Rajon, Tamo gunas. So she is Triguna, that's why. So Suchitra Jagana Chitra Malyam Bharavibhushana Chitra Nalepana Kanti Rupa Saubhagya Charani. She's very beautiful, wears beautiful ornaments. She's also very radiant and has Saubhagya Rupam. Ashta Dasabuja Pujya Sasakasra Bujasati Ayudhanyatra Rakshante Dakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadakshinadaksh again go to mute. So though she has 1,000 arms, she is worshipped with 18 arms. We'll look into her weapons, starting from the right hand. Attamala chakamalam bano sikkulisham gada chakram trishulam parasuhu shanko ganta chapashakaha. Achamala kamalam banam sword, that is asi, kulisham gada chakram trishulam parasu shankam ganta pasam shakti dandashar machapam panapatram kamandaluhu. Alankrita bujame bhir ayudhekamalasanam shakti ay shakti ayadam dandam charmam chapam panapatram kamandalu. And she wears beautiful ornaments and is seated on the lotus kamalasanam. Okay, sarva devamayi misha mahalakshmi mimam rupa pujayet sarva lokanam sadevanam prabhur bhavet. As she is the form of all devas, this mahalakshmi when worshipped can become the lord of all devas. Okay, gauri dehat samudbhuta Yasatvaikagunashraya, Sakshat Saraswati Prakta, Shumba, Suranibharhani. From Gauri came the Sattaguna form of Saraswati, who is the slayer of Shumba and Ishumba. తదౌ చాష్టభుజాభాన ముసలే శూల చక్రపత్ శంఖం ఘంటాం లాంగలం చ కార్ముకం వసుధాధిపా షియస్ ఎయిట్ హ్యాండ్స్ క్యారింగ్ బాణం ముసలం శూలం చక్రం శంఖం ఘంటం లాంగలం అండ్ కార్ముకం ఏషా సంపూజితా భక్త్యా సర్వజ్ఞత్వం ప్రయచ్చతి నిశుంభమతిని దేవి శుంభాసురుని బర్హిణి దోసు హునోహర్ నో ఎవ్రీథింగ్ ఇత్యుక్తాని స్వరూపాణి మూర్తీనాం తవ పార్థివ ఉపాసనం జగన్మాతు పృథగ్రాసాం నిశామయ. So we have completed the descriptions of the three primary goddesses of the Devi Mahatmyam. So we'll now look into the Upasana, the Puja Krama of the Jagannmata. So far I've already covered all these things in the earlier lectures. From now on, we'll go into the details of the remaining Vaikritikam Ragasyam. This is where it talks about the actual Puja method, worshipping method, technique on how to go back to the unmanifested. That's the technique that we are going to focus more on. Okay? So, Mahalakshmir Yada Pujya Mahakali Saraswati Dakshinottarayo Pujye Prishtato Mithunatrayam. So, if you pray to Adi Mahalakshmi, then you have to have Mahamaya on her right and Mahamidya on her left. So, we should also worship the three Mithunas on their back. Okay? So, this is the positions on how you start to worship. Okay, I'm going to send you, maybe I'll just share the picture that I just created so you all can see it and follow it. Okay, I just sent you all the picture. On the end of the Vaikritikam Ragasyam, I'll go through that, but you just have that open and you just listen to me, what I'm saying, and just follow it. This is the way Devi Mahatmyam Puja is supposed to be performed. Okay, that technique and the Ragasyam is here. And you would very, very, very rarely see people doing this because nobody does this Puja the way it is mentioned in this Ragasyam. Okay, it is rare. And this is what we are planning to do next year, next May, our big puja, we are going to do this method. Okay. So, Virinchiswaraya Madhye Rudra Gauryacha Dakshine Vame Lakshmyari Shikesha Purato Devatatrayam Brahma and Saraswati in the middle, Rudra and Gauri on the right, Lakshmi and Vishnu on the left. Ashtadasa Puja Madhye Vame Chasyadasanana Dakshineshta Puja Lakshmi and Magaditi Samarchayet. Have Ashtadasha Bhuja in the middle. On your left, have Dashanana. On the right, have Ashtabhuja. So, Ashtadasha Bhuja Chaisha Yada Puja Naradipa Dasanana Chashtabhuja Dakshinottara Yostada. So, when praying to these goddesses, three goddesses, Kalam Rityuja Sampujyo Sarvarishta Prasantaye Yada Chashtabhuja Puja Shumba Surinibarhani. So, you need to worship Kala and Rityu as well. If you're only praying to Ashtabhuja, Navasya Sakti Yapuja Tada Rudra Vinayako Namo Devya Iti Stotre Mahalakshmim Samarchayet. So when you're only praying to Ashtabhuja, then you should include all the nine Shaktis and Rudra and Vinayaka. Rudra is basically Bhairava here. Use Namo Devi Mahadevi Sotram to worship Mahalakshmi. Avataratraya Archaryam Stotra Mantras Tada Shrayaha Ashtadasapuja Shaisha Puja Mahishamardini. When worshipping the three forms, it is important to use the shlokas of those corresponding forms. Okay. Mahalakshmir Mahakali Saiva Prokta Saraswati Ishwari Punya Papanam Sarvalokamheshwari Mahishantakariyena Pujitasa Jagat Prasbuhu Pujaye Jagatamdatri Chandikam Bhaktavatsalam Arghya Dibir Alankare Gandha Pushpeta Takchadehi Dupa Deepai Chanevedi Nana Bhaktisamanvitaihi. Basically, it talks about how we are going to worship these three goddesses, worship with Argyam, Alankaram, Naivedyam, Rudhirakten, Balina, Mamsena, Surya, and Rupa, Pranam, Achamaniyena, Chandanena, Sugandina, offer Bali, Achamaniyam, Chandanam, Sugandam, Sakarpurai, Shatambule, Bhakti Bhava, Saman Vitehi, Vama Bhage, Grado Devya, Chinna, Shirsham, Mahasuram, Karpuram, and Tambulam, all with Bhakti. On the left side of Mahalakshmi, పూజయేన్ మహిషమ్యేన ప్రాప్తం సాయుజ్యమీషయా దక్షిణేపురత సింహం సమగ్రం ధర్మమీశ్వరం వర్షిప్ ది మహిషా హెడ్ హు అటైన్ సాయుజ్యం on the right worship the Simha, who is the representation of Dharma. Vahanam pojaye devya dhatam yena characharam kurya chastavaram dhimam stasya ekagra manasaha. Perform and worship the home and slokam with ekagra chintana, ekagra manasaha. Tathakrittanjalir bhutva stuvihi eke navama dhimine naike netarayoriha. Pray with folded hands by chanting all the chapters. If you chant, if you can't chant all the three chapters, at least chant the middle chapter, which is the Madhyama Charitram. Charitardham tu na jayatu na jape chadri jape chatridam mapapniyate pradakshina namaskaran kritva murdhikritanjalahi. Don't chant any chapters in half. If you do that, it will only lead to problems. Perform pradakshina namaskaram with folded hands over your head. Chama paye jagaddatri muhur muhuratandritaha pratislokam cha jugiyat paye samtiladarpichaha. So by controlling the senses, one should seek pardon to Jagaddatri. Perform havan using every slokam of the charitram by using sesame seed mixed with payasam tila sarpisha. Payasam tila sarpisha. Okay. Jugi yastotra mantra irva chandika ye shubham habihi bhuyo namapadair devi poja ye susamahitaha. Or offer havis, which is rice annam, using the chandi mantra. Then with bhakti chandi namo namo pras and worship her. Prayata pranjali pragva pranam yaropya chatmani suchiram bhava yeddisham chandikam tanmayo bhavet. Then worship the goddess along with humility, fold the hands and salute the chandika, the lord of the universe, meditate deeply on her and become one with her. Evam yap puja yed bhaktya pratiham parameshwarim bhuktva bhogat itakam devi sayujyam apniyat. If anyone does this type of worship to the great goddess, they would get whatever they desired and will get Devi Sayujyam, which is merging back with the unmanifested. Yona pojayate nityam chandikam bhaktavatsalam basmi krityaya punyani nirdahet parameshwarim tasmat pojaye bhupala sarvalokamikheshwarim yatoktena yudhanena chandikam sukumapsati. Hence, worship her to get back to the unmanifested state of Brahman. There ends vaikritikam ragasyam. So I completed Pradhanikam Ragasyam, Vaikritikam Ragasyam, and Murti Ragasyam, all three Ragasyams. And now if you open up that picture that I just shared, so you can see Adi Lakshmi in the middle. And then you have Mahamaya, Mahavidya. Below, just below them, you have Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati, same representation of them. And then behind them, you have in the middle, Brahma and Bharati. Brahma and Bharati. And then Mahamaya, you have Rudra and Gauri. And then behind the Mahavidya, you have Vishnu and Lakshmi. Okay, so that is the main set. And then when you worship Mahavidya, which is like Mahasaraswati, Ashtabhuja Mahasaraswati, you have to use the nine Shaktis. What are those nine Shaktis? Brahmi, Maheshwari, Kaumari, Vaishnavi, Varahi, Narasimhi, Mahendri, Chamunda, Shivaduti. And then it also talks about using Bhairava and Vinayaka. Okay, so you have to use those two devatas also along with that. The formation should be like a Ardhachandran. So before that devata, you will have these nine devatas seated. And then when you are praying to... So then it talks about nine Shaktis. So there were debates in several Bhashikaras. Are those nine Shaktis these nine Shaktis or these Navadurgas, Shailaputri to Siddhidatri, or those devatas? Then they came to the conclusion that only these Brahmi Maheshwari devatas come into the Uttama Charitram. Shailaputri Navadurgas don't come in the Uttama Charitram at all. So it is not those Navashaktis, it is these Navashaktis. So when you are chanting or worshipping Ashtabhuja alone, then that peach color, that whole set, that package has to go. Okay, so you have to only focus on that. When you're doing the whole package, then the whole picture that I have just sent you, that will come into the play. But if you're only focusing on Ashtabhuja, then just the peach color will come into the play. If you want to do Dasanana alone, then you have Mahamaya, Mahakali, Rudra, Gauri, and then we have to worship Kala and Mrityu. That is also given in the Ragasyam. So below them, those Navadurga will come. Okay, so here in under Mahakali. Okay, under Mahalakshmi, what I have done is all those Adhyaya Devatas would come here. And there are 13 Adhyayas, but if you remove three Adhyayas, which is the Prathama Charitram and Madhyama Charitra, the second Adhyaya and the fifth Adhyaya, because those are Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati themselves, which is already there in our worshipping seats. So the remaining 10 will come here. So that's why they are arranged like that. In addition to that, the Ragasyam says we need to have Simha and Mahisha to be worshipped there. So you see the arrangement, which will include those 10 Adhyaya Devatas plus the Simha and Mahisha for Mahalakshmi, Adi Mahalakshmi. So this is the construction of doing any puja for Devi Mahatmya according to the Devi Mahatmya Ragasyam. Okay. And then it talks about how to do the homam. And then we have, because we are having these Ashtamatruhu, the Navamatruhu, so we need to have their Bhairavas too, right? So we have those Bhairavas on the eight corners, Asitanga Bhairava, Ruru Bhairava. So we have the east in this side, west on the other side. Well, whoever is seeing me can see it that way. So where Adidalashmi is facing east, okay? So that's how the thing is located. Then we have this whole thing on the rotation. Then we also have the Dasadik Palakas on the surrounding. So this is the whole construction. So when we, and for each of them, for all of these Devatas, starting from Adi Mahalakshmi, each one has their own Rishi Chandas Nyasam, Karangang Nyasam, Karan Nyasam, Dhyana Slokam, Avarna Pujas. I have for Mahamaya, Adi Lakshmi, Mahavidya, okay, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati separately. All these Shailaputri, Brahmacharani, all they have their own Mola Mantrams. They all have their own Avarna Pujas. Same thing for Brahmi, Maheshwari, everybody. Same thing with these Adhyaya Devatas. Everything is there. Rudra, Gauri, Brahma, Bharati, Vishnu, Lakshmi. So when we are planning to do this big puja next year, we will have this puja for 3 days. The first day, we will have all these things. We will probably have like a Ghata Pradishta for all these Devatas. And then do a puja with Avarna Devatas and everything, Bindu Tarpanam, for all these Devatas separately. So that one day will go away for that. And then the second day, we will do the Chandi Homam using Payasam Tilatarpisha. So we will do that way, and also the Havis for the Mola Mantram, just like how it is there in the Ragasyam. Okay, it's the same way, whatever is there in the Ragasyam, we'll just follow that. Okay, there are other Agama ways where people do in temples and other places, which are also fine. We have done that also. But we will, this time we are going to follow only what is there in the Ragasyam. Whatever Devi Mahatmyam says and whatever Devi Mahatmyam Ragasyam says, we are going to follow only that. And whatever is prescribed there, we'll just follow that. Okay? And we'll do that on the second day. Third day, we are planning to have Pratyaksha Pujas for all these Devis. So you can see already there are about close to 64 Pratyaksha Pujas needed. So we'll have so many people invited. And hopefully they will all be Upasakas. And we'll do the Pratyaksha Pujas. And we have Ashtotram for several of the Devatas or some Archana materials for those people, for those Devatas. And we'll do the Archana and Pratyaksha Pujas for them. So it'll be a huge event, 3 day event. A lot of people involved, a lot of Pratyaksha Devatas involved. So it'll be fun. We are looking at doing it in sometime in May next year. And a lot of preparations has to be done. And several of you will be involved because it is not a one person deal. Doing all these things, even the Pratyaksha, we all saw that in the Mahaya Kramam, just the Pratyaksha Puja for five people took a close to like 1 hour, right? So it is a difficult thing to do Pratyaksha Pujas for Pratyaksha Pujas themselves. So if you're going to do it for about 64 people, we have to do it all simultaneously in parallel. So several people will be involved for that. Probably we'll have a person look into the Navadurga, one person look into Saptamatru, one person looking into Charitras, etc. Okay, or Bhairavas, those kind of things. So we'll allocate people based on their availability and needs and everything next year. But I'm just giving you a heads up. So it's going to be a big puja. The whole Devi Mahatmyam Ragasyam lectures should make you understand how important it is, the guna manifestation of this whole rahasyam that was revealed in this rahasyam, and the technique that was given in the rahasyam itself on how to go back to the manifested unmanifested state. That's what they are telling, right? So we'll just follow that and we'll do that, that kind of worshipping and puja one time, okay? And it will be a great experience. I have not seen this done anywhere. I don't think anybody has seen this way happen. I have been wanting to do this for the past 10 years. And hopefully she gives me the strength and the supported resources to do this next year. And I want everybody here to come and be part of it. We are planning to do it in New Jersey next year. And hopefully by God's grace and Guru's grace, GG also is planning to come. We will hopefully this corona will be gone by that time. There should not be any third and fourth and fifth waves. If everything falls in place, we will have a good puja krama. And with this, I complete this whole Devi Mahatmyam session. This series of lectures are over. So this is the highlight of this whole lecture. For this, to introduce this topic, to introduce the importance of this puja and the guna manifestation, I went through all the tagasiyakshamas. I went through all those explanations to you all. Okay? So now keep this diagram with you. Keep it only with you. Okay, don't share it because it is not available to any other place. Nobody else knows this. You cannot find this in any other books or any literature. So just keep it to yourself. All right. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat, Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Phenomenal effort, Guru.
Huh?
Phenomenal effort. Just amazing. Just amazing. It's not easy. It's great. Guru Mandalam's great.
Yeah, and the best part is the avarnam collections of all these devatas. So for all these 64 devatas, I have the mula mantram avarnam for all of them. And for several of them, I have the ashtotram sahasranam also.
Just encyclopedic. Now they looked at all the books. Then nobody describes this so well. Or even putting the graph, they might have explained, you know, literal translations, but nobody has put it in this graphical form. Nowhere.
Yeah.
I have all the English translations of all the, you know, English translations of Chandi, Durga Saptasati, but nowhere it is written.
Yeah. Yeah. All Guru's grace, Guru Mandalam, showering the grace only.
Asirvad.
Namaskar.